The beginning of Parshas Bamidbar stresses the location of the Midbar as the setting for an Asinas Satara. Obviously, an Asinas Satara occurs in Parshas Vayisrael, but now that it's concluded and it's transitioning into an actual nation with a camp, with flags, with a census, so Torah is not just some theoretical list of dogmas that are delivered to Har Sinai, but it's taking root within a people. Torah repeats the desert setting, and it's iconic, and of course Chazal liken it to a Midbar. On many, many levels, Chazal speak about the you must separate yourself in terms of the degree of effort. You can't enjoy the luxuries that are associated with city life. Chazal speak about the desert as an icon of anivos, of modesty and humility. The people trespass upon it. But the Maral talks about the fact that it's disconnected from civilization. Rav Amital quoted this Maral in a sikha he gave in 2005. And I don't believe he gave this on the night of Shabbos, between Kabbalah Shabbos and Marav. I don't believe that he quoted the reason that the Maral says it has to be disconnected from civilization. But in the vector is obvious, that there's danger in adopting civilization standards and simply meekly accepting them while building religious identity. And the Torah has to be defiant of some of the contaminating influences of civilization. Rav Amital spoke about perhaps civilization as based on reason and religion as you can understand. He quoted his famous Gemara that he would always speak with us about, that at Mara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu delivered both reasonable mitzvahs, logical mitzvahs, human mitzvahs that could be understood by the human ration, and mitzvahs that are irrational. He delivered dinim, laws of society, laws of politics, laws of judiciary, as well as paraduma, irrational, quintessential riddles, perplexing areas that lie beyond human reach, because religion is a balance of human code and divine code, of grounded on this earth within the world of human logic and transcendent. This is what Rav Amital spoke about, and he drew this dichotomy into the desert, that the desert is beyond the tall towers and the industry and the commercial activity that human beings manufacture. And it's a logic beyond that, and it's a world beyond that, and it's a spirit beyond that. Rav Amital didn't talk about this, but I'm going to add, there's also a certain, I wouldn't use the word evil, but there's an impurity that tends to emerge from human beings living in such close concentrations, distinct from nature, in areas in which there's a lot of, typically, monetary influence, secularism, pleasure, physical pleasure. There's no question that throughout human history, people who live in more solitary areas, disconnected from some of the contaminating or adulterating influences of the city, in more of a pure country, as we say, environment, very famous passage in Perek Vav, of Shir HaShirim, with a woman, in this case Am Yisrael, invites the man, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nalina Ba'Kifarim, let's go live in the villages. And Chazal talk about the fact that the villages have a purity that she's trying to achieve that can't be attained in the city surroundings, in the urban setting of Melech David. So Rav Amital didn't speak about that as the antithesis of the city. He spoke about the city representing human logic and human understanding, but that could also be why it's delivered in the desert. But what made this sikha so meaningful and so characteristic and reflective of Amital is its balance, and that he wasn't afraid to create that balance, even though Chazal don't create that balance, because he understood that reading Chazal holistically means putting pieces together. So even though the Torah is delivered in the Midbar, and that may have led one to suggest a complete defiance, a complete rejection of all human civilization, human logic, human understanding, well, that's not what happened in Mara. Mara was a balance, and that's obviously not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us, and the basis of Mara, essentially, Dinam, Rav Amital felt, is reflective of all Zion Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was building Har Sinai as a evolution, that the basis of Avodas Hashem is humanity, and that which humanity accepts even without commandments, or whether the commandments are given to B'nei Noach, but at least they make sense at a human level. There's very little sense of chok for B'nei Noach. And the baseline of Avodas Hashem is just to be a human being and apply human logic and be moral and ethical like other human beings. And then on top of that, the story or the layer of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's divine code, which sometimes is imperceptible to the human mind. So even though the stress of the setting in Midbar, in Parshas Bamidbar, may suggest a complete rejection and disqualification of human civilization. Rav Amital moderated that based on Mara, that Mara was more of the complete hybrid and what we received in Mara in the desert in Beshalach. And he also moderated, and this was what made, again, his power of allegory and metaphor was so impressive, especially given the fact that he wasn't arriving at it through a classic education, a classic college education. He talked about Yerushalayim. If you want to think about the Midbar as the setting of the Torah's delivery stress in Parshas Bamidbar, but Yerushalayim is the ultimate setting for Torah, and Yerushalayim essentially is built along that seam. Those who visited Yerushalayim, so to the east is desert, to the west, civilization. East Yerushalayim, it's in the Temple Mountain, as we call it, Har HaBayis, is right near what we call East Yerushalayim, East Jerusalem, which is, if you move a little bit further east, you're hitting the desert all the way to Jordan. So, although the Torah was delivered in a desert in Parshas Bamidbar, the more balanced and well-rounded setting is not captured by the desert setting of Parshas Bamidbar, but by Yerushalayim, which is on the one hand embedded in the city of Har HaBayis and Yerushalayim, but on the other hand faces the desert, and it tries to maintain that distillation between building upon human experiences and human instincts, but not meekly submitting to them, rather building human morality, human sensitivity, human logic, and then on top of that layering a higher tier of irrationality.